In this video, I'm going to be announcing my 2024 Misogi, and make sure you watch until the end because I'll share how you can get involved as well. So if you have followed my podcast and my page or any of that for a while, then you know that I'm a big believer in the concept of doing a Misogi, which is something that is inspired by Jesse Itzler. And it's basically an ancient Japanese ritual where you put something on your calendar. And it's usually something really hard, something physical, something where you have almost like a 50-50 chance of doing it. And by completing it, you become a different person in the process. It's the type of a challenge where if you do it on one day, the benefits that you receive carry over into the other 364 days of the year. In the past, I've done Ironmans, I've done 100-mile ultras, I've done Ultraman, and this year what I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be completing 75 hard, and I'm going to be starting that on December 26th. So first, let's talk about like a Misogi and how to actually choose it and how I kind of came to this conclusion. So whenever I'm talking to clients or helping people understand how they can choose a goal that really like inspires them, I kind of look for three different things. The first is it exciting? Is it something like when you think about doing it, do you get more energy from it? Are you excited about the thought of completing it? Is it exciting? That's the first thing. The second thing is it kind of new? Like, what's one thing that you kind of want to experiment with? Because I've found that doing new things is actually what excites you and gives you energy, and that can have a really positive effect and help you become a different version of yourself. And then the third thing is, does it scare you? So if you find something that excites you, that's kind of new, something new that you want to experience, and something that scares you, if you can find the intersection of that, that's a really good Misogi. And so as I had been thinking ahead to 2024, I was thinking, what are some potential Misogis that I could choose? And the thing that I kept coming back to was 75 hard, because to be honest, when I first heard about it, I thought it was dumb. I'm like, that's not like not my thing. I don't really need to do that, because I'd heard about it a couple years ago, but I kept seeing it popping up and it kept just lingering in my mind. And so there's a couple people who kind of like planted this seed in my head. One of them is Jeremy Pogue. He's one of my business mentors. He has done it and gotten really good results. Another is my man Joe Grella and my man Bob Martin. These are people who have done this challenge before. They've talked about it. They've like really hyped it up. And I'm at a point where I really want to like really step into the best version of myself. I'm at a point where I really want to like train that voice in my head and become like my absolute best, because I have been an entrepreneur for the past 6 months, a full-time entrepreneur for the past 6 months. And I recognize that I really need to take charge and step up. And I really believe that the best way to step into that best version of myself is to become a new version, become the best version by really pushing myself. And that's why I'm doing 75 hard. So I'm going to be doing 75 hard, and should probably explain what that is, because some people, when you first hear about it, you know exactly what it is, and others, you might not understand it. But when I looked into 75 hard and I went to their website, the copy on that website just spoke to me so much, because I'm just going to read a few things. It said that this is not a fitness challenge. It's a transformative mental toughness program. And they said, think of it as doing an Ironman for your brain. And when I heard that, I was like, I've done an Ironman and I know like how transformative that has been. And I just think that would be so cool to do an Ironman for my mind. So the way that it works is there's six fundamental rules that you need to follow for 75 days straight. And so the first one is stick to a diet of your choice. Second one, no alcohol. Third one, you need to perform 2 45-minute long workouts per day. And one of those needs to be outside, which should be interesting because I'm doing this in Iowa, in the Midwest of the United States, in December, all the way through. It's going to finish on March 10th. And so I'm going to be, you know, going through snowstorms, ice storms. It's going to be cold. It's going to be really uncomfortable. But that's why we do it. Another one. So another rule is drink a gallon of water a day. Another one is take a progress photo every day. And then the last one is to read 10 pages of nonfiction self-development books every single day. So diet, no alcohol, 2 45-minute workouts, drink a gallon of water, take a progress picture, read 10 pages of self-development books every single day. So when you hear that, like, what comes to mind? Because when I first heard about it, I was like, I don't need to do that. Like, I don't need to prove that to myself. But another thought that I had is like, oh, I don't have the time to do that. And I recognize that that's one of like the biggest like limiting beliefs that comes up for me as I think about trying to be a really good dad, trying to train for races, and trying to build my business. I keep having this like, oh, I don't have time. I don't have time. Even though I know that you make time for the things that are important to you. So I really think that, yes, this is a mental like toughness program, but a lot of it is going to come down to time management. A lot of it is going to come down to scheduling and making sure that I have my routines down. But I'm excited for that challenge. I'm excited to just train that voice in my head. And I'm excited to see like who I become in the process. And so I wanted to share this to just talk about the process of what does it look like to set a Misogi? What does it look like to, you know, start to go after a big goal? But also, as I bring it back to you, like I want to encourage you to do something hard and put something on your calendar in 2024. And your Misogi doesn't need to be 75 hard. It doesn't need to be something insanely challenging like that. But it is. It does need to be something that pushes you. And as you're thinking about what should I go for as my Misogi, I want you to think back to those three things that I mentioned at the beginning. What's something that excites you? What's something kind of new? And what's something that kind of scares you? And if you can find the intersection of those things, then commit to it, go for it, and make it happen, because you are going to grow and you're going to learn. And that's going to be the absolute best part of all of this. But the second part is I'm sharing this ahead of time because if you want to join me in 75 Hard, go ahead and comment on this on YouTube, or you can comment on it on Spotify if you're listening there, or just send me a DM on Instagram and tell me that you're in for the 75 Hard challenge. I'm going to start on the 26th. I've got a couple of friends, Matt and Colin. I think Mike might be doing it as well. Joe's doing it. There's like a group of us that are going to be going through this together. And that's honestly one of the parts that I'm looking forward to the most. So if you're the type of person where you've maybe been thinking about it, you've maybe seen it, or I've piqued your interest of what you are capable of, let this be your sign that you should do it with me. And I will, I'm going to set up like a little group for accountability, and we're going to make it happen. And so if this is something that's going on in your head and you're thinking, huh, I wonder if I could do that, then let this be your sign. Send me a message. Let's make it happen. So I appreciate you. And just as we're kind of wrapping up here, I want to encourage you to push yourself, to challenge yourself in 2024 through Misogi, because at the end of the day, when you do hard things, you become a different type of person and your definition of hard changes. And that's a really empowering thing that I've experienced. And I want that for you as well. So that's what I have for today. Till next time, talk to y'all later.